All right, you guys, that was an exclusive on the airwaves here. A lot of people have not heard that song quite yet. Trapdoor Social with Like You Never, right here on member-supported KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. And Skylar and Merritt from the band, they are here right now. Thank you so much for joining us, you guys.
What's going on? Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Not much is going on. Guests are always appreciated in the studio. Of course, if they bring gifts especially, then we really like that. So thanks for that bottle you guys brought in, that green label bottle. So you guys have been doing it. You guys are in LA right now, right?
That's right.
But you guys both met originally where?
At Pomona College in Claremont, California. Okay. We were in the environmental analysis department out there together and definitely spent some late nights trying to get homework projects done and talking about music and environmental issues and
really
forming our foundation.
Yeah, you got a hell of a foundation. I read your bio on the internet. I'm not sure if everything on the internet is exactly true, but we'll touch on many things as the afternoon progresses here. You guys are natives of California as well?
No, I'm from Seattle area, actually, and Merritt is from Iowa City, so...
Right on. What brought you out to California? School?
School, yeah.
Right on.
For
environmental studies, more or less?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And that actually has a lot to do, really, with the music that you guys have been putting out. Now, there's a full-length LP in the works, but there is an EP available to the general public. Came out in December, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's online at trapdoorsocial.com or on iTunes or wherever you like to consume your music, YouTube,
Spotify.
All
you guys are everywhere.
For
an artist to be doing it these days, you have to have a huge presence on the internet. It's the Bandcamp and the SoundCloud and the MySpace and Twitter and all of that stuff.
So we jumped through the hoops. You can find us. But that EP is out, and more to come. We'll probably be releasing a couple songs at a time. Now and then as a teaser, but later this year we will be releasing our full-length album.
Cool.
As a fundraiser right now is the plan to put 100% of sales towards that album, towards a solar project.
100% of sales. That's unfathomable to me, especially because everybody wants to make money these days.
That's what we feel the urgency of this statement is. We're seeing changes in the planet from global warming, and it's past time to react to that and change the way we generate our energy. And we live in a city in the sun. It's just ridiculous that this whole thing isn't powered off solar. And so we're making our statement and putting our music to work.
I think that is an admirable cause, and you guys are doing it through music, trying to get the word out. And how has it been received as far as the shows that you guys have been playing around the country?
Pretty good. I mean, the
EP sounds great. It's produced amazingly. There's a video out on your website right now. It's for the song Away, which is on the EP as well. But the EP sounds great, and the live shows have been going well.
Yeah, pretty good. We just did an acoustic tour down the East Coast, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and D.C. And that was wonderful. A lot of really great folks over there received us warmly. And shows in Los Angeles have been a riot as well. We just played on the Rocks at the Roxy in West Hollywood last week.
Was that an acoustic set, more or less?
No,
or are you trying
full band. Drums, bass. There were seven of us on stage at a time.
Wow.
Violin and all sorts of voices. And it was a rocker. I mean, the crowd was incredible. They were just like dancing and singing and made it a fantastic show.
Yeah, that's really cool, you guys. Again, Trapdoor Social from Los Angeles in studio right now. We're listener-supported KX93.5. If you guys want to be a member of this radio station, we could definitely use the help, being a nonprofit entity. All details on that, KX935.com. Very admirable what we're doing, I think. No, you guys are feeling it. Our studio space is good. And
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Great. Right?
People of Laguna, support your independent radio. It's awesome in here.
Absolutely. So the shows that have been going on around the country, the one that you just played in L.A., you're trying to recreate the sound on the record with a full, you know, what would you say, seven-piece band type of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you do have South by Southwest pretty soon, which is probably pretty cool. Have you guys ever been out there as a spectator or a musician?
Haven't been yet. I hear good things.
Yes, there's music everywhere, and it seems like it's been a revolving door of artists here who are going out to South By, type of thing. But you're not going out there with the whole the full band, right?
Nope, doing acoustic shows as we do. I mean, you know, Merritt and I are the core of the band, and so we really like to get, you know, intimate with an audience and just do the two-man vocal experience that we think is what's important at the core of the song. And that's what we've been spreading around the country with our live tours, our acoustic tours, and that's what we'll be doing at South By.
Nice. And how many shows is South By? About two?
Two.
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, some bands have booked like 9 shows out there. It's like gnarly.
Yeah, that would be pretty gnarly.
But it should be fun. You guys should like shoot viral videos or document your time out there, maybe. You know,
we'll make sure to take some photos.
All right, so I want to talk about the video that I just watched on your website pretty soon. We got to talk about all these environmental stuff that you guys are all about. Maybe give some advice to our listeners as far as what you could do to help out your community, right?
Totally.
But you did bring a beautiful guitar. What kind of guitar do you play over there?
This is a Martin Dreadnought DX1.
Rad. We did a mini sound check behind the scenes while we ripped into a song off the EP, and the vocal harmonies sound really great. It's kind of a treat for me to get this right in front of my face. So if you guys don't mind, mind if you guys, you know, rip into a couple songs here?
Totally.
All right, there is a lot to talk about. Again, Trapdoor Social, it's Skylar and Merritt in studio. This is the band that you're going to be hearing a lot about in 2013. Playing a bunch of shows around the country, including a couple showcases at South by Southwest pretty soon. So what do you guys want to play first?
This one's called Like You Never.
Okay, and is this available to the general public right now or not so much?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's online for sure.
Okay, so whenever you guys are ready, Trapdoor Social in studio from our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5.
Just as perfect as it once seemed. Sing, sing like you've never sung. Sing it so loud to come from places you thought were too far to come. Fight like you're not scared to die. Do it for the people that have always stood by your side. Between your fears, it's shining out. Go on and take it. Thought that you'd never try, but you kept coming up for breath. But what you wanted was so deep, you get there and have nothing left. Shining out. Go on and take it. Turn the world around. Place in me. like you've never sung. Sing it so loud that they'll travel from places you thought were too far to come. And fight like you're not scared to die. Do it for all of the people that always have stood right by your side.
Rad. All right, I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. Trapdoor Social live in studio. That is Skylar and Merritt. That song was rad. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment that you could give me for that particular song? Was it written for anything in particular? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, yeah, could talk about how we wrote that song and actually Away as well, which we'll sing for you as well.
Cool.
Those two songs were some of the first that Merritt and I wrote together, and we had both been songwriters on our own for a while, but this was one of our first experiences in a collaborative, creative environment in that situation. And how it ended up working out is we were on a deadline to get in the studio and needed to put together these two songs. And so I had the two guitar parts written, and we each took the parts home as homework and wrote our own songs over them, and got back together with a total of four songs where only two could exist because they were over those two guitar parts. And so we had to, you know, do a little debate sesh on like what, you know, what made the cut and which to throw out and which to keep. And you know, as you can imagine, as creative people, neither of us were very happy at the idea of trashing two of our songs, but we did. Merritt wrote the lyrics and melody for Like You Never, and then we threw away what he had for the other song, Away.
There's definitely a lot of creative destruction in this band, and that's, I think, what it has to be. Because if
what
we're
does
not,
that mean, creative destruction?
Well, if we're not honest with each other about if we don't like, you know, because we write, and you know, if you're writing a song and you don't like what's happening and you just let it go because you want to be polite and concerned about, you know, the other person, you know, feelings and stuff, you'll end up with a song that that you're not happy with at the end. And you have to get to a place where you can work with someone else and just be completely honest and be okay with that, that things that you throw out there, you know, are going to get thrown back, and that's just okay, because you got to be pushing yourself.
Right.
And it's got to be, you know, he pushes me and I push him, and I think we're both better for it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how two people could be on the same page to write songs like that, especially like the vocals, you know, when to sing by yourself and when to sing together. And it's good stuff. I'm a fan, you guys.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Right on. It is Trapdoor Social in studio. Who came up with the name of that band?
Our friend, how it happened was we were all sitting around trying to think of a name, and our manager's friend Alan, just really great guy, he came up with this horrible idea for the name, and everyone was just wincing, and like it was like and I was like, geez, I wish there was a button for a trap door to, you know, so he would. And right after that, he said Trapdoor Social, and then everyone kind of just,
ooh, very Los Angeles, if you know. I don't know. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Their EP is available right now. It's called Death of a Friend. Did you link up with any rad producers or any other musicians for that particular record? And where was it basically recorded?
Well, our producer is in Studio City, Los Angeles, and he is rad. His name is Kurt Schneider, and you know, he's done some great work, and he's done some great work for us as well. We've been working with him, I guess, for a couple of years now, and you know, he does a great job and has a great vision. And one of the coolest things I think about the production and about the other musicians we played with is the drummer on all of our recorded material so far is Jason McGurr of Death Cab for Cutie.
Rad, on that's cool.
Yeah, who was a friend of our producers, and
so he obviously was feeling the concept or what you guys were doing, and decided to play on your record.
Yeah, that's it exactly, and it's a
great.
Huge honor because both of us, I know I can speak for Merritt on this, have grew up just absolutely loving Death Cab. Is one of both of our favorite bands, and so. I've been grooving.
What a blessing.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing now to just to write a song and to show it to that man and see what he does with it. And you're like, all right, yeah, right. That's pretty cool.
So pretty soon you guys are going to play the Gorge or something and have Death Cab for Cutie open up for you guys. It'll be Death Cab and the Postal Service opening up for you guys.
It'll be the other way around.
No, I don't know. You never know.
Probably never happen.
Again, Trapdoor Social in studio. It is the brainchild of Skylar and Merritt. They're doing their thing out of L.A. right now. What's the Los Angeles scene like? And imagine you guys were grinding it out, playing a bunch of shows before any music producer, any record label, anybody took notice. And who first took notice, or who funded the last EP?
Well,
I guess you guys could speak on that being an independent band.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be in the situation that we are as an independent band. Merritt trades stocks and created the capital for this project, as well as for a couple of other really amazing companies that he started, including Farmscape in Los Angeles is a company that's built about 300 urban vegetable gardens, bringing sustainable food solutions.
Love that idea. Again, we should reiterate for people who are just tuning in. Two of the members of this band actually met at Pomona College. Studying, I guess, environmental studies, more or less. Is there a different way to say that? Environmental studies?
Nah, environmental analysis was the name of the program, but environmental studies is it. It's basically just resource management, current issues, global climate, just a liberal arts education that had a lot of emphasis on different aspects of environmental issues and how they can be approached today. And actually, during our studies there, Merritt drew up the business plan for Farmscape as a homework assignment in a class we both had.
Oh, really?
And then had some friends of his help execute that. But now, that's a machine that's up and running, and we've got, that much more sustainability here in Los Angeles. And another company of his called Agrosaurus that brings tools and learning materials to people for starting their own home vegetable gardens.
Right.
Just creating.
I love that.
Creating ways for people to get food in a sustainable way.
So not only are you guys hunkering down in your home or in the studio or wherever, writing and recording music, but you're also running these organizations and contributing to these organizations. Back in the World War II days, they had victory gardens.
Right.
Everybody had, everybody were growing their own fruits and vegetables in their backyard and stuff like that. Why are people not doing it these days? Is it difficult, or is it just how it's all set up in the United States?
It's not difficult. It's a cultural, shift over time in how humans get their food, and basically it becomes economically effective for our supermarkets to distribute the way they do, and it makes it a lot more convenient for people to not learn how to grow their food, or less necessary for them to learn how to grow their food. But
I'm sure you could save a couple bucks, but it's probably much healthier for you.
Yeah,
with all the GMO stuff and whatever that's out there.
There's a lot of externalities in the food system that we have. A lot of people get a real rough end of the deal for you to get what you get, and on high carbon footprint as well. And there's nothing better for solving that problem than growing your own organic produce in your yard.
Uh-huh.
That's just it. I mean, that's solar power right there. It's just, rather than electricity, you get food.
Mm-hmm.
That's turning sunlight into something very, very productive, and so we think it's incredibly valuable and a fantastic use of of resources as well.
Cool. So again, Trapdoor Social and Studio. We're listener supported, KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. The song Away, you guys have actually agreed to play that today, right?
Hell yeah.
All right, cool. So can we rip into that song?
Definitely.
I got a request right now and right here, which is cool. And then I really want to talk about the video that's available on your website right now, or it's on YouTube as well or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But the video is shot for this song. It's shot great. And it's pretty funny. I want to know who came up with the concept. And you guys are actually actors in it, right?
We'll tell you all about it.
Okay, cool. So again, Trapdoor Social in studio. We're member-supported. KX93.5. I shut off my microphone, but I wasn't ready to shut off my microphone. Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Ready.
All right, whenever you're ready.
On your mind kills you like a disease. Fire in the sky, it's raining heavily. There will come a time when you decide it's fight or flight and you've had enough. Something in your eye tells me what you need. A lover by your side and some fresh air to breathe. Leave it all behind and run away with me. Leave it all behind and run away with me. Oh, away, 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 away. Hit the gas and drive it like you stole the thing. The melody's alive, so let me hear you sing. Feel your heart ignite, elevate, satellite, and float down again. Free and feeling high on newfound clarity. The sunny summer shines in solidarity. Leave it all behind and run away with me. Leave it all behind and run away with me. Away, away, away. Shards is flowing through you, running down from high above. Melt away the pain inside you, burning rubber, fueled by love. Break away, no chance of stopping, liberation in your wake. Feel the rhythm, heart is popping, finally mine is yours to take. Embrace the shards that's flowing through you, running down from high above. Melt away the pain inside you, burning rubber, fueled by love. Break away, no chance of stopping, liberation in your wake. Feel the rhythm, heart is popping, finally mine is yours to take. Away, 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 away.
Very cool. That was live in studio, you guys. I know, it sounded great. KX93.5 music from Trapdoor Social. That song was called Away. That's an acoustic version. And the guys are going to play it at South By pretty soon.
That's right.
Right? Pretty soon. Do you know what venues you're playing out there? I have no idea what's going on out there in Austin.
Well, Tiniest Bar in Texas is the name of
it's
one.
It's a great name.
Yeah. We'll find out, man. And then
Burnside Tavern?
Yeah, Burnside Tavern in Austin as well. So
we got hopefully a lot of, I do like to think a lot of musicians listen to this radio station. A lot of people who are headed out to South By, and people need to discover music. They're looking for shows, and hopefully maybe some Southern California people are actually hear us on the radio now and see you guys out by South Bay. But the song you just performed, it's called Away. There's a video for it. Who directed that video? Who came up with the concept?
One of my best friends from high school, Ari Hovenkamp. He actually, I was fortunate enough to be in some of his movies in high school, and so we've been at it for a while. As just
the video
together.
Is it's more or less, it looks like Skyler at a desk, a cubicle, right? That's you, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You look taller on film, by the way.
Well, yeah, it's all just a bunch of tricks, smoke and mirrors.
No, it's you sitting at a desk, and it's more or less, it seems to be like you're daydreaming, and all of a sudden you're in this medieval looking Renaissance fair type of atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, it's a feast. It's a party.
It's a party.
It's a story of escape. And that's a message, you know, you can pull out of that song. Whether your escape is like physical or mental, the idea in the video is a guy who really hates sitting at his desk and invents something better to do with his time in his mind, and appears in this medieval rager where, you know, he's just having a great time, and so. That's really.
But it was all a dream.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's the.
Thanks.
Sorry
a lot
about
for that,
that, you guys. Right.
Now they're not even going to want to watch it.
No, it's the first thing you see when you go to trapdoorsocial.com, right? That's the website, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, trapdoorsocial.com, the first thing you see, more or less. I mean, you could check on the tour dates and, you know, all the music, where to purchase all kinds of stuff, but you see that video. And it's really, really good. Plus, you could buy your stuff, too, up there, from what I understand.
That's right, and we'll even get a better deal from that than on iTunes.
All right, so where does the money come from, you guys? If you guys are giving all the proceeds to the next LP to charity for, you know, the environment, is how are you going to raise money doing what you do, doing what you love? Is it just from those live shows, or you're just content working day jobs just to facilitate your art at night?
Well, Merritt is driving the project with his
day job,
you know, with his day job,
right, right. Sure.
And that puts us in the position of being able to make a strong statement by donating 100%.
Cool.
And you know, at this point, there are a lot of activists out there standing up for what they believe in and not making any money at it. And mm-hmm. I think we're both proud to be part of that group.
Yeah. Any advice you could give to anybody out there who's an independent musician who is grinding it out, who would like to make music, you know, their full-time job, who's, you know, working at the coffee shop by day?
Yeah, stay at it. I mean, it takes forever, you know, for things to catch, and it takes a lot of time to practice and get there, and, you know, God knows we're only just getting started, you know.
Sure.
Not like I'm some wise monk on the issue, but yeah, it absolutely takes time to stick in those 10,000 hours to develop your art and to, you know, get to be a master at what you do. And so if you love it, just stick with it.
Right on. That is good advice. Another question for you. More advice you could give to somebody who is... oh man, who you know, is not very environmentally savvy. What's a tip that you guys could give? Maybe a self-starter type of thing to someone that could take home to their family. You guys are big in the environmental movement, the green movement, if you will. Any advice for somebody who's throwing their styrofoam, you know, cups out the window?
Well, shoot, there's lots of little lifestyle things that people ought to be more aware of. That make up your impact, but some of the biggest things are, you know, like airplane travel burns a lot of fuel, and your diet is actually a humongous factor. How many kids you have is a humongous factor, but that's pretty touchy. We haven't started the Stop Having Children campaign. You might not see us do that anytime soon. But I think
stuff that I'm, you know, we could talk off the air about all this stuff. And I'm sure the weird,
edgier parts of our campaign.
Oh boy, yeah.
it's all pretty common sense, to be honest. People just don't think about it, but. But one thing you can do, if you're a homeowner, call your local solar company. A lot of these places will lease you an array for less than you save on your monthly utility bills. So it makes pretty awesome financial sense to get into solar power, and that's just going to keep paying. And that's the future. of our energy world, and it's time to stop being dependent on, you know, foreign oil and on fossil fuels that are changing our climate.
So. I love looking at your Facebook page, you guys, because not only are you posting cool stuff about music, but also it's, you know, these stories about, you know, global warming or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very informative.
We're trying to put the word out.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, listener supported right here in Southern California. Trapdoor Social in studio. Is there anything you would like to touch on or speak on to the general public who is not familiar with your music thus far? Anybody to say hi to?
What's up, Laguna Beach?
There you go. What's up, Laguna Beach? Be a member of the radio station and buy their record, or, you know, at least look at their website. No, but we would like to do some more stuff down the road with you guys, whether it's booking a venue down the street here, maybe to support both of our nonprofits type of thing. I think that would be really cool with the pool of talent that we're choosing from. Like I said before, I think we're very relevant as far as what we're doing for artists and new music. We could, you know, pack a venue down the street with some legitimate artists. The community would come out to support, you know, a good cause as well as their local radio station. So maybe we'll talk when you get back from South By.
Totally.
Absolutely. Right on.
Sounds good.
Trapdoor Social in studio. You guys are the best. The podcast is going to be available up on our website very soon. We played it earlier. Let's play it again. It's called Like You Never from Trapdoor Social right here on member-supported KX93.5.